Take your Bibles out. We'll speak first tonight and then have prayer requests to end the service tonight. Psalm chapter 27 and verse number 4. Psalm 27 and verse number 4. We're near the end of a series on the most improved Christian. And then we'll be doing a book study together. I'm excited about that, a verse-by-verse study. Try to take you through a book in the Bible every year. And have one that I'm very excited about studying together in the coming weeks. But I want to finish this series. Whoa, a little power there. On improving your worship at church. Remember in this series, just a reminder, kind of my reminding statement every week that we teach and preach on this subject is God does not expect perfection in our lives, but He is looking for progress. He is looking for improvement. He does expect growth. It is amazing to me how committed some people are to their churches that don't even know the Lord or have new life in them. I think of some people that are committed when it comes to Mass. There are some religious Catholics that every time there's Mass, they won't miss it. They just will not miss it. They will get there. And they don't have new life. They don't have Christ living in them that is the Holy Spirit that's telling them, hey, be with my people. Hey, one of the evidences of salvation is be with my people. They go out of religious duty, out of what they feel is right for them. And we do have Christ. And we do have a new life. And we do have the Holy Spirit within us that would push us in that direction. And so in this message, we've dealt with the first 2 points, the priority of church attendance. And we dealt with the fact that get to every service. That's one thing that ought to be not only routine for a believer, but it ought to be predictable that, you know what, I just know they're going to be there unless they're sick or unless they're out of town or something is going on as an emergency. I just know they're going to be in their place. Take the step of church membership and then learn to be on time. Learn to come when the service starts. Then we dealt with preparation of the heart, not only priority of church attendance, but the preparation of the heart as we improve in preparing to come to church, and dealt with preparing your heart by coming to church clean. We learn that from Psalm 119, verse number 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. Prepare your heart to be a blessing to someone else. Look to give instead of receive. Acts 20, verse 35 says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Prepare your heart through prayer for the services, for God's power, for the Word of God to have free course, for spiritual understanding. I don't know if you pray for spiritual understanding in your devotions or not. Psalm 119 is a great verse. Verse number 18 says, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Yesterday was the 27th. I read the Proverbs 27. I read a verse that I never had understanding on in my life. And I know I've read it. I know I've read it a number of times. As the finding pot is for silver and as the furnace is for gold, so is a man to his praise. And I'm sitting there staring at that verse and I'm saying, Lord, I don't understand this verse. And I would like to understand it. And I opened up a commentary. I thought, well, maybe somebody will shed light on it. And sure enough, they did. And the finding pot is the testing ground for the silver. And the gold is the testing, or the furnace is the testing ground for the gold. And whenever somebody praises us or compliments us, it is the testing ground for a man. And we can fail after success by not handling praise by what? Pointing it to the glory of God. And the Holy Spirit just had me stop on that verse and said, that's for you today. And we need that. We need that in our devotions. We need that in a preaching service, that God gives us understanding of just simple spiritual truth. And pray for that. Pray for that before you come to church, on your way to church. Pray for God to speak to you personally. My word, if little Samuel could hear God's voice and get it figured out, we certainly can, can't we? If God would speak to Samuel, wouldn't He speak to me? Wouldn't in a service He just highlight something, magnify it in my life, apply it, point it in the spirit, in the specific compartment of my heart that I need it? Does the Spirit of God do that? He sure does. And ask God to speak to your heart. And prepare your heart to sing. Prepare your heart to give your tithes and offerings unto the Lord. Then we want to talk about tonight. I'm reviewing the last couple of times I've spoken on the subject. In improving your worship, your participation in the services. Your participation in the services. Number one, be prepared for your ministry. Be prepared for your ministry. I think we got this far last time. But remember, my ministry at church is an overflow of my abiding in Christ. If I would like to bear fruit in ministry and it through my life, then I need to abide in Christ. And so if I've abided in Christ this week and I'm teaching a Sunday school class or I'm working in Master's Club with some children or I'm inviting somebody out or I'm serving in some capacity in the church, guess what? I'm going to bear fruit. Now, that fruit could be a soul. That fruit could be the fruits of the Spirit. That fruit could be a decision in somebody's life or a word of encouragement that boosts a believer. But I'm going to bear fruit. Come prepared for your ministry. You do that by abiding in Christ throughout the week. Abide in Christ. Spend time with Christ. Dwell with Christ. And then what happens when you come to church? You're a little Christ. You've been with Him. He's impacted your life. He's helped your thoughts. He's impacted your spirit as you come to church this week. And guess what? Your imitation of Christ will affect somebody's life for the good. That's what's supposed to happen at church. Number two, be prepared for your ministry. Number two, be ready to give a testimony that brings glory to God. Just a few moments. We'll have works of God to start off our prayer time. And if God's done something for you, God's spoken to you, God met a need that you didn't even realize you need, God gave you something abundantly above, God gave you an opportunity to witness, you're able to give a gospel tract, give a testimony. The psalmist says in Psalm 35:18, I will, that's a decision, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. Now, it's wonderful to give God a testimony in prayer. God, thank you for this, doing this in my life. But it is also encouraging in the great congregation, that's the assembly, that I will give thanks to thee. That encourages the believers. That brings all of us up. Somebody is going to come to church on Sunday, and their head's going to be down. You ever come to church with your head down? I have. In fact, I come to church when I don't really want to be at church because I am not in a good mood, I'm discouraged, I don't want to be around people. You ever been there before? I have. And then here's a testimony, and here's a testimony, and here's a testimony, and people, I will give thanks, I will give thanks, I will give thanks. And all of a sudden, that spirit that I came with is lifted. Isaiah says this, he can replace the spirit of heaviness with a garment of praise. Now, did you ever think, I thought about that as far as me being able to turn to praise in my life and God lifting a spirit of heaviness off me. But did you ever think about the fact that you could come to church, somebody has a spirit of heaviness, you give a testimony of praise, and you help lift their spirit of heaviness? I will testify. You say, well, preacher, it's not really me. I understand some of us are more out. Word extrovert than others. But if God did something for you, it doesn't have to be 10 minutes long. It can be a minute long. Hey, God did this for me this week. And be ready to give a testimony. I've declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. Lots of passages in the Psalms. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Number three, practical here. Practical, improving your worship. Number three, make it an objective to meet someone new before the service, during handshake time, or after the service. Make it your objective. Remember, family devotions, training point. Hey, kids, think of it this way. You go to church and you don't greet the new person, and everybody takes the same posture that you do. Who greets the new person then? who shows themselves friendly to the new person? What kind of taste do they walk away with if I don't show interest in them? You say, preacher, I want to improve. I want to come to the church and be able to worship God freely and accomplish what God wants me to accomplish at church. How can I do that? Hey, make it an objective in your life. Man, you're hearing a visitor's introduced. You're kind of scouting. Where are they at? Handshaking. I'm going to get back to them. I'm just going to tell them my name and welcome them to church and be friendly. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. Number four. Be alert to who is not in church. Be alert to who is not in church. Now, I know this is pastor's main responsibility, okay? I'm to watch over the flock, and I'm to take notice of that, and my deacons help me with all of that. But I don't think it's just the pastor's responsibility. I do believe as a church we are responsible for one another, and we do care for one another. And when we don't see somebody there for some time, we ought to come to church spiritually astute enough to say, you know what, I haven't seen somebody in 2 or 3 weeks. Maybe I'll jot them a card. Maybe I'll make a phone call. Maybe I'll send a text. Alertness. I know how it is. You come from a full day. Usually when I come into church, I come from a full week. And I got to put my noggin on to think in those terms. I mean, my brain's got to be where my body's at. We can just come and sit, kind of go through church. And yes, we made it through another Sunday or Wednesday and back to. But really, folks, there's a lot of things going on here. When you come to church and the church service, there's a lot of things going on. And we see the people that we see, but what about the people that we don't see? What's going on with them? Where are they at? What burden are they bearing? Is there trouble in the ranks? Come alert to write down a name or two. Now for me, if you saw my list this week, we had 36 people absent on Sunday. Regulars. I have all of them in front of me. Some of them have been out 2, 3, 4 weeks. I'm concerned. I'm praying. I'm contacting in some cases. But all of us, this is our family. This is our body, right? We all care for our brethren. And so be alert. Number five, look to be an encourager and a listener. Look to be an encourager and a listener. Somebody's always needing to talk and needing somebody to listen. And somebody always needs encouragement. Boy, you know what? Don't make church the place where, boy, somebody leaves and they were high. Man, they were having a good day. They were having a good week. They were walking with God and they're leaving church like, oh, I don't know if I want to go back to church. Man, what they said to me, oh, that just brought me down. Look to listen. Look to encourage. Here's another one. Preach with the preacher. Preach with the preacher. Sometimes I get through a service and I'm like, I think we changed the Presbyterian. I mean, it's so quiet in this place during the preaching, we could have a pin drop. If something grabs you, if you agree with something, it's okay to say amen. It's okay to say, hey, that's good. You may not want to say park there, preacher, but don't be afraid to preach with the preacher. We do that at Mount Zion Baptist Church. Now, don't get up and run around the building and cartwheel down the center aisle. It would be a little bit overdoing it, but these are things in our worship services. Work, here's an important one. Work to continue in the Word. Work to continue in what you hear. James 1 talks about a forgetful hearer and contrasts that with somebody that heareth the Word and continues in it. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Bring your Bibles. Have them open. Look up the verses with the teacher and preacher. And I'm not saying this so much to this group, but some of you have small children. You need to be teaching that. You need to be teaching that to your teens. Hey, you come to teen time, open your Bible and look at the verses. I don't know how many times I walked into teen time as a youth pastor with kids that grow up in our church, no Bible. I'm preaching from the Bible, no Bible open. I'm thinking, we're a Bible-believing church. Man, we're not getting training done or something. Something's awry here. Children, teenagers, let's work with them. Let's help them. Let's remind them. Have your Bible open. If you're going to continue and you want to review, get a sermon notebook. These are down there in the bookstore. I think they're a dollar. You can get one. Put it with your Bible. Take sermon notes. Go back. Review your sermon notes. Continue is what I'm saying. Continue. And these things will help you to be reminded of what you've been taught. Say, preacher, how else do I participate in the services? Give your offering joyfully. God loveth a cheerful giver. Now, we give it habitually, right? The offering plate's passed. I have my tithe. We put it in the offering plate. Habitually is good. Consistently, faithfully. Those are all good words. But let's not lose the joyfulness of it, that I get to give to God. This is one way that God made it very clear that I get to give back to God. And that comes from a heart. And remember, I said this at the beginning of this message on worship, that we can come cold-hearted. We can be faithful. We can be consistent. We can be habitual. We can do it all, but do it all without heart. God's interested in coming from the heart. Those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit. There needs to be something in my spirit that's saying, God, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to sing. Lord, I want to hear from You. Lord, I want to give to You today. Lord, this is in my heart. That's what God responds to. That's what pleases God. Find out your spiritual gift and utilize it in the church. Utilize it in the church. We have many members, one body. All members have not the same office. When the body gets together, what are we to be doing? Well, somebody's using the gift of helps. It was used in the office today. And somebody using the gift of teaching. You know, whether it's Jordan and Angie in first and second grade, or it's Connie in fifth and sixth grade, or Brother Mark in teens, or third and fourth grade, Brother Scott with Brother Jonathan, or the adult class, or single. Hey, somebody's using the gift of teaching. Praise God. That's what's supposed to happen. Somebody's using the gift of giving when we come together. We have spiritual gifts. Where are they supposed to be used at? Right here. Right with the body. Right? Utilize that. Here's another one. I'm almost done. Be reminded, biblical change is God's goal in your life. When you come to worship God, remember what God's goal is. One of God's goals for you being here is that you're changed. That happens through exposure to the Word and the soil of the heart being right. There may be a Holy Spirit prompting to confess sin. There may be a Holy Spirit's prompting to put off something and put on something. There may be a Holy Spirit's prompting to restore faith where you've doubted God. There may be a Holy Spirit's prompting to witness to somebody specifically or to come and praise the Lord for who He is. There may be a prompting to repent of a wrong response to trouble. There may be a prompting to pray for somebody else or adjust something in your child rearing or your marriage. But watch this. When the Word of God is giving, let me tell you one thing the Holy Spirit's doing. He's prompting. He is speaking. And if He's prompting and God wants to change me, then I want His prompting to be to me. I think Samples said an interesting thing, Brother Samples, when he was here. Come to the altar when the Holy Spirit's dealing with you. And what was the other time to come to the altar? When the Holy Spirit's not dealing with you. Huh. Be ready for God to change. Commit yourself. Lord, if You prompt me in this message, God, I will hit an altar. I will talk to You. I will respond to You in submission. Minimize your time out of the service. Avoid distractions. Avoid being a distraction. Minimize movement during prayer. End your cell phone time before you enter the service. If you choose to keep a baby in the service, sit near an exit so you can get out quickly. If you're a watchman or sound man, minimize talking. Do your best to be engaged in the services through the video. Why? Because when we come to church, we primarily come to church to worship God. Let's all be reminded of that. Let's all be reminded, hey, when I'm here to spend time with God, to learn from God, for God to speak to me and for me to worship Him.
Thank you for joining us by way of the internet today. We're so glad that you were able to be with us, and we pray that the service was a blessing to your heart. Even though the sermon is over, our service is not over. At the end of our service, we give an opportunity for people to respond and come to an altar and pray over what God dealt with them about. Sometimes people come to call upon Christ and to be saved. Others come to make a decision for Christ regarding their Christian lives. Others come to call out to the Lord about special needs and situations in their lives. Maybe God has dealt with you today about some specific area of your life. I invite you to make an altar right there in your home, a quiet time before the Lord where you pray to Him and respond to Him about what He has spoken to you about. If you made a decision for the Lord today, we would be glad to hear about that decision and or answer any questions you have today about the message that was preached. You can contact us by way of email at info@mountziononline.org or by way of phone at 717-927-9227. Again, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again for our live stream weekly on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. and on Sunday evenings at 6:45 p.m. If we can meet a need in your life, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, and God bless you.